Sunday morning, everyone. It is Sunday, March the 3rd, 2019. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. WMFO 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. It's 31 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing that weather update sometime around, I think it's around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program, which follows the Brown Perspective on Sports. So you stay tuned for a weather update. We are having some weather as the winter season of 2018-2019 starts to make its way out. It's going out with a bang. Whatever. Let me apologize for not being on the air the past two Sundays. Last Sunday I was under the weather and still not fully recovered from a cold, cough, whatever. But and the week before that, I believe, was bad weather and just could not get out here. But anyway, we're here today. And today, as I said, March the 3rd, 2019. We're talking sports here on WMFO in Medford 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association right off the bat here. Pistons 129, the Cavaliers 93. The Magic 117, the Pacers 112. That's a good one for the Celtics. The Heat 117, the Nets 88. The Warriors 120, 76ers 117. That's another good one for the Celtics. And we gain a half a game on the Pacers and a half a game on the 76ers. Grizzlies 111, the Mavs 81. Spurs 116, the Thunder 102. The Pelicans 120, the Nuggets 112. The Suns 118, the Lakers 109. And the Jazz 115, and the Bucks 111. Another good one for the Celtics. Celtics gained half a game on everybody except for Toronto Raptors, who did not play. And, I guess since we don't have a tremendous amount of sports information to give you today, let's comment a little bit about the up and down Boston Celtics. I think the main problem has been the fact that the team that went deep into the playoffs last year, one game away from getting to the finals, they came back, that team came back expecting to just really soar through the rest of the league. And the rest of the league said, oh, no, you're not. We're going to treat you as if you were the Golden State Warriors. You got a bullseye on your back. And everybody is going to be out there trying to get a piece of the action. So then, surprisingly, after suffering that gruesome leg injury, Gordon Hayward has not yet gotten back to the player that the Celtics signed with a max contract. And actually, his play has been up and down and in and out. He showed a couple of games. I think he got 30 points in a couple of games. We're not asking for 30 points in a couple of in every game. That would be nice. But what we're looking for is maybe 10, 15, 20 on a consistent basis. You fall in that range. That'll certainly, coming off the bench, that should be fairly easy for you to do. You're starting potential player, but if you can't beat up on the other team's second team, then we have problems, and that hasn't happened. And then there's been all of the is he going to re-sign with Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie Irving has not met he did not meet the Boston press, New England press, national press for that matter, when he was playing under the shadow of LeBron James in Cleveland. LeBron took all the heat. And that's for it. So therefore, you can't blame Kyrie for that. But what is happening is all of these things. And then, there's been Marcus Morris and other people who are saying, criticizing your other... Hey, leave that to the coach. That's the way I look at it. Leave it to the coach. Let the coach get on the backs of the guys who aren't performing as well as they should be. And maybe some of the guys are not performing that well because they thought they were going to have a bigger year. And winning certainly takes a lot of the pressure off. But when you're up and down and in and out and your minutes are here and there, you're probably saying to yourself, if I was starting or if I had more minutes, we would have lost that game. So that's a, underground thing. And the only thing that can resolve that is winning. So, hopefully, after losing four in a row, we're going to get back on the winning streak after beating Washington. And we have a good test coming tonight. Houston, the Rockets, and James Harden will put us to the test. So, we'll see. And, Chris Paul as well. But Harden's been having a phenomenal year. Haven't really been a Harden fan. I don't know why. He scores. But see, Seth Curry, Stephen Curry scores. But he gets the rest of the team involved. Right now, it's been James Harden's show. And if you can shut down Harden, the rest of the guys used to standing around doing nothing. And that, can only work so well. For a short period of time. Okay, 4:17 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of a Brown. What happened here? Wow. I moved my information sheets and also hit the sound button. Scared the daylights out of me. Okay, let's go here. Let's get that off. I'm messing up everything here. Let's get that off the main table here, and we'll see what else is going on here. Oh, I'm going to look at the standings. Like I said, Celtics had three very important games. Oh, also on the Celtics, we've had our share of injuries here and there, and that has not helped the cohesion of the teams either. Okay, Philly is 40-23, and Boston is 38-25, 7.5 games behind. Let's see. Milwaukee lost. I think they're 47-16 out there in the Central Division. Indiana lost. They're 41-23. Celtics still trailing them by a bit. And Southeast, Charlotte, Orlando, Miami, Washington, Atlanta. We are all ahead. We're ahead of all of those guys. Okay, so that's that as far as NBA is concerned. Anything else comes across? If you want to get back to NBA talk, like I said, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Actually, okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Oilers 4 and the Blue Jackets zip. The Kings 6 and the Blackhawks 3. The Bruins 1 and New Jersey zip. And the Maple Leafs 5 and the Sabres 2. The Penguins 5 and the Canadiens 1. The Lightning 5 and the Senators 1. Hurricanes 4 and the Panthers 3. The Stars 4 and the Blues 1. The Coyotes 3 and the Red Wings 1. And the Wild 4 and the Flames 2. At the beginning of the season, it's the National Hockey League season, NBA season, I think that, from my perspective, it was very difficult to determine how good or bad the Brewers were going to be. So many new faces, so many young faces, was Butch Cassidy going to be able to get them, all lined up together and working together? And then there were injuries here and injuries there, a suspension here or there. And surprisingly, to me, anyway, if you're a Denver Bruins fan, you maybe aren't surprised, but surprising to me, the Bruins have the second best record in the National Hockey League. Can you believe that? And they came off a win streak where most of the games were played on the road. And surprisingly, they only lost one game, I believe, during that period of time. Pardon me, I'm trying to get my paperwork here together. And then Tampa Bay came into Boston and we put a... We gave him a black eye. That's what we did. We took the light out of the Lightning. Tampa Bay is still the best team in as far as scoring is concerned. Points are concerned. Record is concerned. They have 104 points. And the Bruins have 87. You would think, being that far away, they don't have much of a shot. But okay, I guess Calgary has 89 points also. So, Bruins have the third best record as far as points are concerned in the National Hockey League. Surprising. So, to me, the Bruins are where the Celtics should be. We hope the Celtics would be. And they've done this in the past, what, 6-7 games without Pasternak, the number one scorer, which is awesome. And when you recount the injury that Pasternak had, it was not on the ice. He fell down, leaving a dinner. I guess it was a dinner. Well, anyway, he fell down, hurt his thumb. I think he had surgery. And still now just beginning to skate, minus a stick. And I don't know how long he's going to be out, but... Bruins have picked up some people who I am not that much aware of. I guess hockey aficionados would know more about it than I do. And I can't tell how well they fit in thus far. But anyway, they haven't hurt as far as winning is concerned. So, in that Bruins game, a 1-0 win over New Jersey. In the first period, at 2:37 of the first period, Brad Marchand on the power play. And I didn't write down what goal it was. But he's one of the leading scorers on the team. with assist from Bergeron and DeBrusque. So, there you go. Bruins 1 and New Jersey zip. Blackwood had 29 saves for New Jersey. Rask had 20 saves for the Bruins. So, there we go. If you're a Boston sports fan, still high from the Red Sox World Series championship and then the New England Patriots Super Bowl championship, you have perhaps another reason with the Bruins to stay high and hot. Okay, 424 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 3rd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 5 until, from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you in. I haven't been on here for 2 weeks and I forget my timing and everything else. I'd like to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It's more than two compute. It's more than two compute.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And of course, that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO. And so, if you want to get the iPhone app, you can get right on there and you can be mobilized wherever we are. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. Talking sports here. I got to apologize for being off the air the past couple of Sundays, but that's the way it was. And we're back. And that's the main thing. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Love to hear from you just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Okay, talked a little about the Bruins, a little bit about the Celtics, gave you NBA and NHL scores. Let's go to the National NCAA. March Madness is coming up. This is month of March. March Madness is coming your way. So, we'll have a lot of basketball talk, I guess, in the weeks ahead. Okay, yesterday, Gonzaga 69, St. Mary's 55, Virginia 73, Pitt 49, Duke 87, Miami 57. Upset number 7, Tennessee, defeated number 4, Kentucky, 71-52. North Carolina, 81, Clemson, 79. Upset, unranked Indiana, defeated Michigan State, ranked number 6, 63-62. Upset, UCF, unranked, defeated Houston, ranked number 8, 69-64. Texas Tech, 81, TCU, 66. Upset, Utah State, unranked, defeated Nevada, ranked number 12, 81-76. LSU, 74, Alabama, 69. Purdue, 86, Ohio State, 51. Kansas 72, Oklahoma State 67, Kansas State 66, Baylor 60, Florida State 78, North Carolina State 73, Wisconsin 61, Penn State 57, upset, unranked Rutgers defeated Iowa, ranked number 22, 86-72. Cincinnati 71, Memphis 69, Wofford 85, and Samford 64. I guess the big news in men's college basketball was the injury to Zion Williamson of Duke, where his Nike sneaker just exploded on him and hurt his knee. Understand it's not serious, and it's like he's a game-to-game situation. And Duke lost that game, but they bounced back, and they are in second place right now. We're going to see how well, from what I understand, he plans to play as soon as he's healthy enough, and also see how far he can go in the big tournament as the March Madness begins. I haven't seen him play a lot. I've seen some of the highlights, but I haven't seen Duke play a whole game, and I haven't seen him when he was healthy. you know. But everyone's saying he's the consensus first pick in the draft. He's only 6'7", so I say only 6'7". But he can jump out of the building, and I guess that's the main thing. He hasn't shown a major outside three-point shot, but at 6'7", it's not unlikely to think that he will develop a three-point shot as his career continues to progress. I guess that's the big thing that was brought up about the one-and-done rule, where he had to go to college to play 1 year before he was eligible for the NBA. And I guess there are a lot of NBA types who were saying, okay, the kid is probably good enough to make the NBA right out of college, as some other players have done. Right now, it seems like Phoenix and the New York Knicks are battling for the worst record. Whether that will guarantee them the first pick in the draft is not known. We don't know how those ping pong balls are going to bounce. Phoenix, they won yesterday, so they got their 13th win in 50 games. New York has 13 wins. Cleveland has 15 wins, and followed by Chicago with 17. So they're the bottom four as far as getting Zion Williamson is concerned. I guess, you know, I'll go along with everybody else who says, you know, hey, if he's good enough to play, those restrictions don't apply to someone coming out of the coming out of Europe or some other place. So why handicap? And when you see what happened to his, how it has, and how the defective sneaker could have, sent him back to the point where he couldn't play at all this year. Who knows? Might have totally ended his career. So I guess, yeah, I don't see why college basketball players can't come right out of college and go into the pros if they're good enough to do that. And that would make the draft, I guess, a little bit more interesting. People that you haven't seen in college, you have to really do a lot of scouting to determine, you know, how good a pick they would be and how well are they able to transfer from high school into professional basketball. 4:36 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 3rd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:43 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to ladies college basketball yesterday. Okay, Baylor 76, Oklahoma State 44. UConn 83, Houston 61, Maryland 71, Illinois 62, Gonzaga 68, Loyola Marymount 58. Upset. Iowa State ranked number 20, defeated Texas ranked number 18, 82-73, and Rice 78, Louisiana Tech 42. In that UConn game, Collier got 29 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Samuelson got 11 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Dangerfield got 19 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, and 3 steals. Walker got 10 points, 9 rebounds, and an assist. Williams got 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Nelson Ododa got 3 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Kamara got 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. And Combs didn't score, but got 1 rebound. UConn, I haven't seen them play a whole game this year. Matter of fact, I've seen very little of their play. I know they've lost 2 games. I saw the score of their loss to Baylor. I don't know who the other team they lost to. But to me, they've been playing 4 guards and a forward. Now, I think when you get into the tournament, March Madness here, they're going to be hurting when they run up against a team with a lot more height than they have, and that could be a major problem. We'll see if Gino can get around that. I think he had some taller players at the beginning of the year. I know they had one defect from last year's team. Young lady who was playing center, I believe. Off the bench, however. But anyway, thought that she might be progressing to the point where she could be a starter this year. But it hasn't worked out that way. And like I said, I haven't seen a lot of their games. So other than the fact that when I see the box score, I see 4 guards out there on the floor with 1 forward. So we'll see. Maybe these guys are just that good. Doesn't matter what the size is. And they'll maybe be able to press up and down the court and wear other teams down to cause turnovers and win the game that way. And maybe they're just maybe one of the better shooting teams this year. But UConn's had their run just like the Celtics and the Yankees of old. So we'll see if they can continue. 4:47 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you got to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 4:47 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. If you're a regular listener, you know I don't put much emphasis. Matter of fact, I very seldom give preseason scores. And primarily because they have split squads and the managers are trying to get as many people on the field as possible. Some of them who, are destined to be in the minors or may not make the 40-man roster or whatever. So it's hard for me, anyway, to gauge what has happened. But there have been 2 players who seem to have stood out thus far who, weren't people that you were looking for to make major breakthroughs. They're probably going to be headed for Pawtucket. And Pawtucket should have a pretty good team with Dahlbeck and Chavis. Chavis, I think, is playing third base. Dahlbeck is a third baseman who might be also playing first base just so he can get on the field. And they have Akemi from last year, who had a fairly good year. And I guess Lin doesn't look like he's going to make the ball club. Sui Lin, so he's going back there. And he looked fairly good in some of his appearances here last year with the Red Sox. And we're just hoping that Dustin Pedroia can come all the way back. Stephen Wright had the same knee type procedure, and doesn't look like he's going to be making the club. As I said early in the season, not knowing how he had progressed, I thought I would love to see him in the starting rotation, since our rotation is so left-handed oriented with Sale, Price, and Rodriguez. Hoping that our surprise star from last year might go out into the bullpen and be our closer if Wright was in the mix. But it seems like he's not going to be, at least not for a while. It seems like the progress has been very slow, perhaps slower than it has been with Dustin Pedroia. But hey, you know, they still look like they have the ability to be certainly major contenders, and got a good shot at defending their title this year as well. 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 3rd, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in that sports conversation. To give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO1, 855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:52 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 3rd, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday, except for the last two Sundays, with a cold last Sunday, and the Sunday before that, I believe it was a problem with weather. But anyway, we're back. Okay, talking Red Sox. I heard that Cora's talking about putting Mookie Betts into the second spot behind Benintendi, in left, who's going to be playing left field and leading off. I hope that if Pedroia can make it back, that he would be in the number two spot. That seems like a good place for him since throughout his career. I'd like to see Benintendi, Pedroia, backed up by Brock Holt, who also would be a good number two hitter. And then Betts. Martinez, the DH at in the cleanup spot. Xander Bogaerts at short. Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers seems like he's improving his overall game. He's shown signs of it. Seems like his fielding has improved. His overall physical conditioning has improved, and the ball just flies off his bat. I mean, he has enormous, enormous potential power, rivaling that of Mookie Betts. And seems like if he's there, it's going to be a great boost to the lineup from last year, where he wasn't there on a consistent basis. So we're going to see what happens with that. Nunez would be his backup. Then we got Pierce and Moreland. They'll be switching right-handed, left-handed at first base. Jackie Bradley Jr. seems like he's picked up, adding to his glove. He was a big threat near the end in the playoffs and in the World Series. Hopefully he's worked out with J.D. Martinez and his hitting coach. And hopefully that's going to improve his numbers as far as batting is concerned. Then we have Christian Vasquez, Swihart, and Leon. And our condolences go out to Bryce Swihart, whose brother passed away suddenly. And he's not with the team at this time. Okay, I like Swihart. Switch hitting catcher who can run, who can also play other positions in the outfield, and even third base and first base. I would not trade this guy unless somebody's going to give me an arm, a leg, and whatever else they had that I wanted. Swihart seems to me is someone you got to hold on to. Now, the thing is, Vasquez and Leon, who superior catchers, but I don't see Swihart as just a catcher. So, therefore, the question is if he can hit enough, and I think he will hit enough, to deserve a starting role. Hey, I don't see how you can keep him out of the lineup. And I'm rooting for him, especially now since he's lost a brother. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. My name is Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, the Combine National Football League is going on. All kinds of questions as to who the Patriots are going to draft, who they're going to keep, who they may put the franchise tag on. I have no clue. What are their major needs? I don't know. Their major needs will be based upon who they hold on to and who they negotiate contracts with and all kinds of other things and what free agents are out there that may want to come to New England. I'm sure there are a lot of them out there, even some big names supposedly, but I wouldn't trade for Antonio Brown or the receiver from New York Giants. Hey. Why trade for somebody like that when you got the makings of a really good team to begin with and you can pick up people? Cordaro. I would certainly sign him. Brown. Malcolm. Are they going to renegotiate the contract for Dante Hightower? I don't know. Tom Brady usually does that. Can he do it this year? I'm not familiar with the contract situation, so I can't tell you that either. But, Tom is not afraid of putting money into the future because he plans to be here for quite a while. Do we draft a backup quarterback for the future? Since we have so many high picks, will we do that? I don't know that either. I don't have much I can tell you. And I'm supposed to be a sports person, right? So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what they do, who they get, how far they go, what direction they're going to go in, and how is it going to impact the team in the future. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Time to put the wraps on this edition of another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Next Sunday, we'll be back, Lord willing. And love to get you involved in some sports conversation. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. And we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. More new music and top hits of the year 2019. And more of my all-time favorites. You don't want to miss it. Great music lined up for you.